This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in to talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Vincent.
And Mark.
And you know, we spent a lot of yesterday discussing the seven states, I think it was, that require people going forward to wear face masks. And it was every bit as stupid as you would expect it to be. One of these states required people under the age of 2 to wear face masks.
That's funny.
Can you imagine strapping a face mask onto a 6-month-old?
Hey, you could do it. Just won't stay there.
I think it's probably a bad idea.
Okay.
But from what you're telling us, masks aren't effective anyway, which isn't a surprise, right? I mean, it's a piece of cloth. This isn't military-grade equipment here.
Yep. From medpagetoday.com. Now, I've never heard of this website before.
It doesn't
before.
Sound particularly credible.
Well, it doesn't sound uncredible. Incredible. I mean, you know, I looked through
it's
there.
It's
like the
totallyrealnews.com.
Endocrinology, gastroenterology, genetics, geriatrics, HIV. And like, they've got everything sort of split out by different specialities, and
okay,
it makes me think that they have some notion of what they're talking about. So, again, I know nothing about this particular website, but it does say that basically the face masks are useless. A small study from South Korea cast doubt on the ability of surgical or cotton face masks to effectively prevent dissemination of COVID-19 coronavirus from the coughs of infected patients.
Now, this includes surgeon masks, because I would expect the typical mask worn by a surgeon to be fairly good at keeping germs and stuff in.
The ability of surgical or cotton face masks.
Okay, wow.
All right. Median viral loads did not differ significantly, when comparing coughing samples of COVID-19 patients without a mask, with a surgical mask, and with a cloth mask, suggesting these masks are ineffective at filtering the SARS-CoV-2, the virus, that causes COVID-19. Reported the Sung Han Kim, MD, University of Ulsan College of Medicine in Seoul, South Korea, and colleagues.
And the South Koreans are supposedly really on top of things when it comes to COVID-19. That's all you ever hear is, oh, we have to do this the way South Korea did.
Sure. And when I was in South Korea, I did see more people wearing masks than you do in the United States. I mean, nobody wears masks in the United States, and wearing a mask in the United States is probably considered strange behavior.
Well, it was
not
considered
at present.
Strange
yeah.
behavior. Right. I find it interesting that we're only doing this study now, and as you said, a small study, because at least when I look at B-roll from like documentaries and footage of like, especially in the big cities in China, like Beijing, even in Japan and South Korea and Taiwan, I'd see occasionally like 1 out of every 10 people wearing a mask. So it's more accepted there than it is here. But it's interesting that only now we're realizing that, at least this one study is claiming that it's ineffective. Like, you know, so why suddenly? Now.
Well, they're claiming it's ineffective for the specific virus too. So, I don't know what other conclusions you can draw from this, and probably amateurs shouldn't be drawing conclusions about this kind of stuff at all.
I mean, that's literally all we do every day.
Yeah, I was going to say, all right, let's just pull the plug. All right, goodbye, everyone.
But Here it is. They're saying, you know, citing concern about in a letter published to in the Annals of Internal Medicine, they cited the size of viral particles as a possible reason for masks' poor ability to filter the virus. So they didn't draw a conclusion. They just said it's not happening. Despite their effectiveness against other respiratory infections, in particular, prior studies found surgical masks as well as N95 respirators, which are not tested in the current analysis, help prevent dissemination of influenza virus, citing concern. So once more, the novel coronavirus is a Frankenbug that zips through the air and kills millions, right? Citing concern about asymptomatic and pre-symptomatic spread of COVID-19. And remember, yesterday, there's an article that said in Los Angeles, they took a sample of people and tested them, and turns out whole bunches of them had... And this is true in Chelsea and Boston, too, had corona that, you know, like they've never been tested. They're not in that number that's like, these are the people that have corona. Well, they're not in that tested positive number. And the claim is, from the article, 22 to 55 times as many people have the virus as we've been told, which kind of sticks with, I mean, at some point or another, the virus, you've got to realize the virus isn't that deadly if the number of people who have it is 22 to 55 times the number we're being told. Now, this is just from Los Angeles.
I didn't think it was that deadly in the first place, right?
Well,
I mean, the state's number suggests, what, a 2% mortality rate?
Oh, that 2% is a really early number. That had gone down to 0.5%.
Okay, so if 25 to 55 times more people have it, then that death rate drops to what, 0.002?
No, I think we're probably still at a rate of something like 0.1, which is about what the flu is. Now, before everybody calls in and say I'm a Trump lover because I said flu and corona in the same sentence, I would point out that corona also has some other issues with it, meaning that, you know, your lungs can be damaged for the rest of your life, and things can happen. You don't have to die in order for this virus to be bad for you.
Well, to say that your lungs can be damaged for the rest of your life.
That's what people are claiming.
They don't have the data to make such a claim. Maybe for the next 6 months, but we don't know how the human body is going to adapt to this in the long term.
There
appears to be permanent damage that appears it won't heal. But I can't imagine a medical doctor saying something that moronic. The human body is designed to heal itself.
Sure. And let's hope that's the case. However, I think it's still fair to say the novel coronavirus is novel. And novel virus is novel.
Which is why they certainly shouldn't be making claims
as well
for the rest of your life.
Chicken littles are chicken littles, right? Like we can say all of these things at one time. You can at one time say, oh, it appears as though the mortality rate of the novel coronavirus is, in fact, very similar to the mortality rate of the flu. And at the same time, we can
say... I like his news anchor voice there that he went into. Did you catch that?
Yeah, I do all kinds of voices.
Here's Tom with the weather.
And at the same time, you can say that... this virus, it attacks people's lungs and organs, and we're not entirely sure what it does, and we don't know. But what this particular article is saying is that face masks appear to have no effect on the viral load. And this viral load word is important. You don't hear it a lot in the articles that I've been reading, but in fact... You know, one little Corona 19 floating out there in the atmosphere probably isn't going to do anything to you. However, if you have a million or a billion or whatever the number is of them that's necessary, maybe a bigger issue. Now, we don't know at this point that anybody has been infected by breathing this in. It seems likely that that could happen, but we don't know that.
That seems to be how the cat would have gotten it. The cat that you were talking about earlier.
Two kitties got it. I didn't keep that article. You just hit me broadside. But yes, there is apparently...
You didn't keep the article about the cat, Mark.
No, I don't care if your cat dies of COVID-19. As far as I'm concerned, that doesn't mean that we can be locked up.
That's the only one I would take seriously, my cat's getting sick.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what to tell you. Supposedly, a couple of cats got sick. I can look that up and we can discuss
that. I don't care that
Regardless, much. This is horrible news. Now we can't go outside at all.
Yeah, we have to save the cats.
Or if we were going outside during the flu.
Well, yeah, but the masks don't work, so now we can't go outside at all. We just have to have drones and robots deliver everything and do the election online. And
the masks are like good luck charms. They're totems that keep away the evil spirits.
Like a safety blanket.
Just saying, folks. Look, I'm here to tell you the cold, hard truth. Do I have a mask? Yes. But it apparently isn't doing anything.
You're not wearing it either. Well, because you're talking. But
when I'm here in the studio, I'm not going to wear a mask. But
okay.
I do keep Lysol wipes. That we stocked plenty of them long ago. Mind you, I told Laura, hey, you never know. Keep some Lysol wipes.
855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at icagoldsilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. icagoldsilver.com.
Got shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I've developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. Yeah!
Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Vincent.
And Mark.
And local.bitcoin.com is the new trading platform launched by bitcoin.com that allows you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash using dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. Again, that's local.bitcoin.com. And we're talking again about masks. In this particular case, whether or not they're actually effective against the coronavirus.
Well,
even the people who claim that they're effective, though, insist that, oh, well, you still have to do your social distancing thing. And it's terrifying that that's a common phrase now, right? This notion that you have to stay 6 feet away from every other human being is embedded in the culture now.
And that, by the way, was the whole idea of the masks, is if you cannot socially distance, that you must wear the mask. But if you can socially distance, then, you know, the mask isn't that big of a deal. And I'm not entirely sure. I think we as a species, as a nation, or whatever the term is here, are trying to find our way through this muddled mess of information. And perhaps, just maybe here, and I'm spitballing, really. Like, let's just stop yelling at each other over this crap until we really figure it out, okay?
Why did you look at me before saying that?
I'm just trying to get BH reactions here, that's all.
My understanding with masks, what makes them, like, what's the most important thing about masks is it keeps the water droplets, right? Like, obviously, when we speak, that's what they call, I think, like, the virus is aerosolized. But when someone sneezes or coughs, it's, like, what's most dangerous about it is all the liquids that's inside of it, right? So the masks will obviously stop that.
Well, let's go to the phones. We've got Jason calling from Beedville, Pennsylvania. Jason, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, folks. I'm hearing you talking about masks again. That's a good topic to spend some time on. I've read that, dug into that study that Mark just brought up. And, in the first page, I was reading about how they did it. You know, coughing, they coughed into five different, petri dishes. And I'm thinking, well, let me guess these geniuses, had them. Well, it might not necessarily be their fault, to choose this method, but they were 20 centimeters away from the dish, which is about 8 inches.
Okay.
Now, my understanding of these masks is, and I still believe they're a benefit. I know you guys hate the idea.
No, I don't hate the idea. I think we'll all be better off with masks in the future.
I hate the idea.
Yeah. There are a variety of opinions to be had on Free Talk Live. I like the idea of masks. I think that we'll find more freedom in a world where we can cover our faces. But please, go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that could show you right there how the establishment's actually willing to make exceptions here because people are walking around their faces covered. But no, but bottom line is 20 centimeters away, 8 inches, and they're coughing. Now, I just went into the store this morning, and I absolutely hate going into these places now, but everybody had a mask on. And, you know, what it's really intended to do is, you know, it's a means of trying to keep these virus particles from being able to be expelled as far away from people. And you know what? It's like a muffler. It's simply a muffler or a damper on the expulsion of these particles, out of people's mouths. Just because breathing alone has been shown, trust me, I've looked these studies up, breathing alone sheds the particles into the air. And aerosolized particles are actually the worst ones because they are readily inhaled down into the lungs due to their low mass. They float through the air passages when you breathe much easier because they have low inertia. They tend to go straight down through the air passages into your lungs instead of maybe getting thrown onto the side of your throat, let's say, and therefore giving your body some time to maybe expel it or learn to fight the disease before it makes it into your lungs. This is a really, really sad situation that we've got here, unfortunately. I do a lot of research on this, and I just can't find any reason not to worry about it other than the fact that some people have already had it, gotten away with it. I've also seen plenty of people in their 40s, which is my age, that have had their lives turned upside down or died from. And
yeah, I've
but anyway,
seen
these masks. Unfortunately, I would recommend you folks all wear them for your own good.
Well, Jason, thank you so much for the call. I've certainly seen people under 40 with their lives turned upside down, but it wasn't the coronavirus that did that. It was the government.
Well, I would say that, yes, there's no one disputing here that the cure is worse than the, what's Trumpsell saying? The cure is worse than the disease?
Yes.
I suppose is what he's going with. Well, I mean, isn't he the cure? I mean, wasn't he the guy that, you know, suggested a lot of this stuff? Anyway.
Well, it was someone he hired onto his staff. It was Fauci and the scarf lady who'd recommend all of this. You know, for some reason, giving economic control of a country to two doctors, and, you know, especially with Fauci being associated with Bill Gates and George Soros and the Rockefellers and such. So a lot of material to go through there.
Well, either way, it says here, in particular, prior studies found that surgical masks, as well as N95 respirators, which were not tested in the current analysis, helped prevent dissemination from the influenza virus. These are previous studies. They're saying, yeah, they're acknowledging, yes, this did happen. Citing concern about asymptomatic and presymptomatic spread of COVID-19, the CDC recommended late Friday night that all Americans should wear cloth masks in public.
I haven't taken the CDC's advice yet. I don't intend to start now.
Okay. And as we said, you know, here we read an article last night that said that it's in Los Angeles, and obviously Los Angeles is in America, but it's a big place, and they did a good-sized study, and they were estimating between 22 and 55 times as many people. Now, those are big. That's a big disparity, right? But 22 to 55 times as many people have corona as have been tested as positive at this point.
Or it was the antibody test, right? So it has the antibodies that suggest they had some type of corona in the past.
Well, I don't. Again, everybody believes they're a frickin' expert.
Well,
these days.
No, because I read the article about it, or yeah. I've been researching into it.
And all I can do is read the things that are put in front of me.
I.e. the headline and subhead.
Click the little links from it and then run them down as far as I can go. And at some point or another, I get tired of reading it. And then I go on to the next thing. So,
well, there's something called Adderall for that. If you have that low of an attention span, you can't read
it. It's not that low of an attention span. It's gotten me this far.
I mean, can I get a legal, lawful prescription, of course. You know, I wouldn't want to advocate anything naughty on the air.
Kim and colleagues, Kim being the doctor here, examined data from four COVID-19 patients. They said it was a small study, admitted to negative pressure isolation rooms where they were instructed to cough five times each into separate petri dishes while wearing no mask, a surgical mask.
This sounds like basement science, man.
A 100% reusable. Do you have a negative pressure isolation room in your basement?
No, I don't.
I shudder to think of some of the things you might keep in your basement.
It doesn't sound like the type of description of medical research that I would expect to hear from.
How are you going to find out about whether or not a mask works if you don't have people cough into them?
Here, cough five times into this. I don't know, man. 855-450-3733.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and Fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There are more than 825,000 confirmed cases of coronavirus in the United States, with more than 45,000 people dying. And President Trump says China's initial response should have been a lot better.
It should have been stopped, and it should have been stopped right where it started, and everyone knows where it started.
President Trump at the White House delivering his daily coronavirus task force briefing. New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo has a message for everyone who's out of work and out of money.
Is there you want to go to work?
Go take the job as an essential worker. Do it tomorrow. Right? You're working.
I am.
You're an essential worker. So go take the job as an essential worker.
That exchange coming during Governor Cuomo's press conference with reporters on Wednesday. The governor also says another 474 people died because of coronavirus. This is USA Radio News. The Trump administration is again feuding with the government of Iran. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Several developments. First, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has condemned a satellite launch by Iran. During a State Department briefing, Pompeo noted that the Iranian Revolutionary Guard is a designated terrorist organization, and he says he believes the launch has violated a UN Security Council resolution. Meanwhile, President Trump has also instructed the U.S. Navy to shoot down and destroy any and all Iranian aircraft and gunboats that harass U.S. ships. He made the announcement in a public one-sentence tweet this morning, but did not elaborate. The Navy recently reported threatening behavior by nearly a dozen Iranian vessels in the Persian Gulf.
Severe weather, including the threat of tornadoes, possible today from Texas all the way to Georgia. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Vincent.
And Mark.
And for years, libertarians of all stripes have wanted a directory of liberty-minded businesses, and we're helping to build one, liberty.menu. Liberty.menu is a tool for our community. At its core is a directory for events, businesses, and digital content, and more. Listings can be rated and reviewed, and there's a bit of a social network so you can connect and share with others. However, use of Liberty.menu is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. Put your voluntarist ideas into action at Liberty.menu and use code FTL to get a special badge. That's Liberty.menu. Now, let's keep going on with the phones. We've got Sam calling from MO. That's Missouri, right?
Sounds right.
Yep. Sam, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey.
Hey, what's your
name? Yeah. My name's Sam. I'm from Warrenton, Missouri. Same place that idiot. I have a couple of friends who knew him. That guy who licked all those deodorant sticks.
Oh, yeah.
And all that.
He got famous.
Yeah. Famous for being an idiot. But
what ended up happening with him?
I don't know. I just know I heard from a couple of my friends. It's like, oh, he's not that bad of a guy, but some other friends that knew him, they said, like, I don't know. I think he's an idiot.
Sure.
Whatever. No, I was just basically calling to tell you guys that a buddy of mine, he's he's like 15 years older than me, and he's like, just like, hey, dude, you should listen to these guys. And, I was like a hardcore Republican for a long time. Well, 5 years, whatever you want to call it. I'm 27. And, you definitely changed my mind on a lot of stuff.
Oh, yeah?
I was like, no, because this BS that's going on out here with all this basically making it illegal to
be out in public, right? Yeah. I mean, definitely made it illegal to assemble in crowds of more than 10. So basically, it's illegal to protest the actions of the government. Which, if ever there was a time to protest the actions of the government, it would be when the government made it illegal to protest. Well, Sam, thank you so much for the call. I'm glad that we could get you on the side of liberty. Mark, you're also leaning conservative as well, right?
I don't know. I mean, I live my life as a conservative, but I believe in voluntary interaction when I can get it.
Okay. I don't know where to go with that answer.
Nope, that's not. There you go.
All right, so back to face masks.
I believe in personal responsibility.
Okay, as do I.
It seems to
conflict with the conservatism.
I don't know whether I think that that's true. So, I think that this is an opportunity for us to look at all of our philosophies and see how they fit in the real world. And one of the things I was thinking about today was Wimbledon. So Wimbledon had pandemic insurance. Now, before this whole COVID-19, the December of 2019...
Wimbledon, that's tennis, right?
Yeah, that's tennis. It's a tennis event, the biggest one in the world.
You would like tennis.
I do like tennis. But that doesn't really change the fact that Wimbledon, the organization...
You probably watch golf, too.
Nah, I don't find any interest in that.
No, just tennis?
Yep.
Okay.
Their pandemic insurance probably was considered ludicrous by people prior to this, but hey, they had to cancel Wimbledon and they got a full payout. You don't hear anybody saying, hey, I lost my job at Wimbledon, because Wimbledon got their money. So all I'm saying here is that if you want to, I think that people should be carrying pandemic insurance is what I think. Then you can be responsible for the things you do, right? And if what you do is get somebody sick, maybe we need an insurance for this, right? Like, I have insurance on my car. Even though I don't intend to go out and smash into somebody and lop the head off of their kid, it could happen every time I hop into a car, right?
But insurance is about risk versus reward, right? If everybody had this pandemic insurance and an actual pandemic happened, it would be impossible for them to pay out to everyone.
Well, you have to look well for your insurance companies. If you go by fly-by-night insurance company, then, well, you're probably going to get fly-by-night insurance. If, however...
I mean, it was major insurance companies that were refusing to pay out after Hurricane Katrina.
I believe the pandemic insurance for Wimbledon was through Lloyd's of London.
Okay.
So, there you go. Lloyd's of London, excuse me. That's about as big as it gets.
Okay.
You pay more.
But if everybody went
because you're going to. You pay more for them because they're going to pay.
Sure.
Yep.
But if they're going to pay everyone, they're going to run out of money in the event of an actual pandemic. And it remains to be seen whether or not this is even a pandemic, because I don't know anyone who has tested positive.
Well, you don't need to know anyone who's tested positive.
If it's as extensive as they say it is, I kind of do by this point need to know at least one person who has tested.
I suspect you know lots of people who are positive.
I know lots of people who are positive for influenza. Doesn't make it a pandemic, but I know zero for certain as positive for COVID-19.
I think that, so maybe influenza is in fact a pandemic every single year, and we just don't call it that. The same way that the Yankees up here don't call snow
a
weather disaster, right? So, I mean, every single year more people die because of snow in New England than they do because of hurricanes in Florida. Almost every single year. But you can believe you say I'm going to Florida for a vacation or whatever the first thing some Yankee says is, watch out for the hurricanes, because because why? I don't understand. Because we accept certain risks without pause because we're used to them, whereas other risks that are new, we don't quite get. I mean, as a species, this particular predatory primate we're talking about here is really bad with statistics.
I would expect that from a predatory primate, yes.
Yeah, well, and I would even go a little further as to remind you of George Carlin's statement. Just think about how stupid the average person is and consider that 50% of them are stupider than that. So, you know, fear makes it so people can't think, and they're locked up with it. But anyway, let's go on with this article from MedPage.
I would say they're locked down with it, and that's what's been the source of this entire problem, is fear.
Neophagiariligial and saliva samples had a median viral load of 5.6 log copies per milliliter.
Is that supposed to mean anything?
four log copies and four log copies per milliliter, respectively.
Log copies?
I don't know what that means.
Like logarithmic or just log, L-O?
I don't know what it means. It's just the word.
Only the best commentary here on Free Talk Live.
However, median viral loads for patients without a mask or with a surgical mask and a cotton mask were 2.56 log copies and 2.42 log copies and 1.85 log copies, respectively. Interestingly, swabs from the outside of the mask were positive for SARS-2, while most swabs from the inside of the mask were negative, the authors said. So their claim is that basically wearing a mask in their particular small study...
It doesn't reduce the log copies.
Well, viral load is important, and...
I mean, according to them...
No, viral load is important.
This is the first time I've ever heard the term.
I know! Load. That's because nobody's telling anybody anything!
Well, it probably isn't that important, though.
No, it's really important. Trust me, viral load is really important when it comes to this disease. Because you're not going to get it from one solitary virus floating out there.
Concentration parts per million, that kind of thing?
Yes, that's what it is. Yeah.
That's the viral load? No, how do the log scale or whatever come into play?
I don't know. I don't understand that. But I'm not an epidemiologist. All I can do is read an article that says that in this study, masks didn't do any good.
Do you think masks work? Give us a call and let us know. 855-450-3733.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Vincent.
And this is Joe Exotic. Guess what, mother?
That was awful, awful.
I was doing my best. Sorry. It's just right here. We were watching the...
You should practice that in the commercials and then try it on air.
From Oklahoma? How can I do country from Oklahoma? I have no clue.
Jeff Lowe in the show does a remarkable Joe Exotic impression, though.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. He's had plenty of practice, too, chasing him around. Honest Trailers, Tiger King is what we were watching during the break. It's awesome.
I don't know. You were watching. I was listening. I look forward to watching it later after the show.
You can hear it now because I'm going to play it again during the next break, too.
I'll be outside during that. That'll be fine.
Okay.
But Tiger King, definitely worth watching for people who are stuck at home quarantined with nothing better to do.
At this point, half of America has to have seen this thing.
There's a Waco documentary out now as well.
No, I didn't know that.
I don't think it'll be as successful as Tiger King, because it doesn't have the perfect mix of crazy cats and meth that you find in Tiger King.
Tiger King was really well done. I kept watching and
I couldn't stop watching.
I don't spend a lot of time on the whole reality TV thing. I did watch my big fat Gypsy Wedding or something like that. It's probably 10 years ago. One, I did find that one amusing, but this is it. It's compelling point after compelling point after compelling point. They just line them up and knock them down through this. And
I thought I
never stopped enjoying it.
I thought it was as weird it was going to get with the whole gay sex tiger cult, right? I was like, it cannot possibly get weird. And then he runs for president.
Right. That, I don't think, is entirely a spoiler, but I don't want to go too much farther, because there probably half the population has not seen it, and I did get to see one particular shocking part without having been given any warning that it was going to happen, and I would like to share that with people, that, hey,
I didn't know anything about any of it except that it was wild when I sat down to watch. I was like, all right, I'm going to see what people are talking
right.
about.
Right. The one warning I'd had from somebody is, freedom ain't free, Mark. You know, and it made me have to go watch. Well, it's true. I mean, if you're from the standpoint of somebody on the outside of libertarianism, they do understand to some extent that, you know, if you're going to have freedom, people are going to do dumb things. Freedom
sure.
is the freedom to do dumb things at its heart, because if
something... As long as you're not committing aggression against people.
Right. But, I mean, everything that we consider to be sort of a smart and acceptable and social behavior today, 200 years ago, I mean, or, you know, some period of time in the past, we had to disabuse people of that, of their particular notions that were considered completely acceptable and all that other stuff. You know, society changes, and you have to be able to have the freedom to try new things, and most of the new things are going to look pretty dumb.
Sure. Well, let's go to the phones. We've got Lonnie calling from California. Lonnie, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello there.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I wanted to ask your advice for someone that is coming to Porkfest for the second time that wants to remain in the Shire, besides saving your money and getting on the forum.
That's the Porcupine Freedom Festival, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And you're wanting to move to New Hampshire this time? You're wanting to basically come for the Porcupine Freedom Festival and just never go back?
Yeah, I'm wondering what you guys, what your thoughts are on that.
Well, that's what I did.
Yeah. Cool.
A lot of people have come for the Porcupine Freedom Festival and decided to stay.
It's important to know that the Porcupine Freedom Festival is not New Hampshire. And New Hampshire is not a nonstop Porcupine Freedom Festival.
That would be an important thing to know, yeah.
Right. Yeah, so I mean, my first question to the President, Carla, was just, you know, mainly about work. But he was like, you know, just figure it out in person. And I think that that was pretty good advice, but... You know, I was
Well, it's risky advice if you don't have the resources to figure it out.
Yeah, it's like advice to not have a plan, to show up and wing it.
I mean, yeah, so I'm just formulating my plan, you know. I'm just expressing the desire to go and just planting some seeds. And anyone out there in the Shire that needs a hand, a farm hand, a carpenter's hand, a painter's hand, you know,
I would recommend checking out Shire Society. Is it .org or .com?
ShireSociety.com.
Yeah, I would recommend checking out the forums there because there are all kinds of libertarians and porcupines and things like that who have rooms for rent specifically for people in your sort of situation to move up here and get settled in.
You should also check out Bardo Farms. So if you're looking for a cheap landing pad where you can exchange labor for... you know, living, then I believe they have some operation like that there. But, you know, that's a way to check, yeah.
Doesn't Liberty.menu also have a list of businesses that you could look at, you know, like liberty-minded businesses that you could apply to or see if anything matches your skill
set? Sure, check out Liberty.menu.
Yeah. There are lots of good ways to learn, to develop a plan. I would disagree entirely with what that person said who, just come here and wing it. That's terrible advice.
Well, I mean, if you have plenty of money, you can wing it any place you want. You know?
I suppose. But I would be dismayed to have any official relationship with an organization that gave people such reckless advice. Oh, you're 19. Just move here. It'll be fine. You can handle these negative 12-degree winters.
I have no idea how things were offered. You know, like maybe it was like, maybe you should come to Porkfest and see what it's like here. Because Porkfest is has convinced a lot of people to move to New Hampshire. And some of them are still here.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Well, I hope it works out, and I don't think I will be at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. That's assuming it's even happening this year. And at the moment, it doesn't look like the lockdowns are going to be lifted by then.
And people are demanding that public campgrounds are to be shut down. They're demanding the governor do that.
Yeah, because being outside in nature is definitely
especially
a threat.
Especially
right?
Sunlight during the summer. I mean, oh my God.
So, face masks. effective or not effective. They went off on the deep end there with numbers and statistics that don't mean anything to anyone who's not an epidemiologist.
Right. So they're saying that surgical masks are unlikely to effectively filter this virus. The size and concentrations of SARS-CoV-2 in aerosols generated during coughing were unknown when noting greater contamination on the outside versus the inside of the mask. They speculated that it could be due to the mask's aerodynamic features or the small aerosols of the SARS-CoV-2 generated during a high-velocity cough that might penetrate the masks, and the finding reinforces the importance of hand hygiene after touching the outside of a mask. And the researchers acknowledge that the study didn't examine actual transmission of COVID-19 illness from one person to another.
Sure.
Not whether the masks, nor whether the mask shortened the travel distance of the droplets during coughing. So they held a petri dish a certain distance from their face, 20 centimeters is what was proposed here, and coughed into it a few times and said, well, this don't
how
work.
How scientific.
Well, how else are you going to find out whether a mask works? You got to put it on and cough. So whether the face mask decreases transmission from asymptomatic individuals with COVID-19 or those that are not coughing needs further study, they added. So these were only coughers who had COVID-19 who were tested. But
so not everyone who has COVID-19 coughs, right?
What I would say to people is that although there are some studies that say that masks can help, that you probably shouldn't put all your reliance in masks. So that's that.
Fair criticism. Social distancing is probably about the same way. The notion that a virus won't travel 6 feet in the air is absurd on its face.
That sounds right, yeah.
However, everybody swears by it. So that magical number, 6 feet, you'll be fine.
I'm just glad they're not getting within 6 feet of me anymore.
I don't know what stores you and Conan are shopping at, because the ones that I have been to, that no one gives a crap about it.
Yeah. Well, mostly it doesn't matter because it depends on what direction you're facing and things like that. You know, I don't know. I mean, I'm not terribly worried about it's your hands, ladies and gentlemen. Hands is what I'm concerned with. Keep them washed. Stop sticking them in your orifices.
Well, then how are you going to have fun?
I don't know.
Oh, you mean like picking your nose, I guess, right? This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live. Or you can check out the Discord server at discord.freetalklive.com.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? You kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.